1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With family and friends clustered nearby in the Oval Office, President Biden addressed the nation about ending his reelection campaign.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
Vice President Harris could officially become the Democratic presidential nominee as soon as next Thursday. CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang says her campaign is reporting enthusiasm at the grassroots.
Almost 40,000 people registered to vote in the 48 hours after President Biden dropped out of the race. The largest number of signups in a two-day period for this election cycle. In a new memo, the Harris campaign chair stressed support among female, non-white, and younger voters is critical to success.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet at the White House with President Biden today. Netanyahu addressed Congress yesterday on the war in Gaza, pledging to achieve total victory against Hamas. But with about 80 Democratic lawmakers boycotting the speech, unity here may be elusive. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
One House member, Rashida Tlaib, held up a sign that said war criminal. And there were some criticisms of how Mr. Netanyahu addressed those concerns during his speech today. It's not a unified Congress on matters involving Gaza and the war in the Middle East. And Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't appear to have changed that.
China and Russia cooperated in running what they're calling joint air strategic patrols over the Bering Sea today, according to China's defense ministry. The statement said it did not target any third parties and had, quote, nothing to do with the current international situation. The Missouri Supreme Court yesterday halted the immediate lower court-ordered release of Christopher Dunn, whose murder conviction was overturned after 30 years behind bars.
At the last minute, when my husband was 50 feet from walking out, dressed in his clothes that we had sent to the prison he'd had waited to put on for years.
Dunn's wife, Kira Dunn, the state's attorney general, opposes Dunn's release. As if living in a studio apartment isn't a squeeze already, there's an extra squeeze happening to your wallet.
A new report from Rent Cafe finds the average size of one-room units has shrunk 10% by 54 square feet to 445 over the past 10 years. And if you live in places like New York, the space may be getting smaller, but the rent isn't.
CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. Lake Tahoe between California and Nevada is getting close to record level surface temperatures, and officials with Keep Tahoe Blue say that can attract algae blooms. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Last we knew, an armed and dangerous man was still on the loose in the Baraboo area. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
It started with an attempted traffic stop. That led to a chase, stop sticks, then a crash. Baraboo police say the man started shooting at them, then ran into the woods. One deputy has a minor injury. There was a shelter-in-place order that's since been lifted. The suspect is 32-year-old Jeffrey Edward Miller, with brown, short, or shaved hair and a medium-length beard with tattoos on his face. If you see him, call 911.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. Wardens say remember to wear safety equipment. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Another Brewers win at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs with another back-and-forth battle, tied at 2 apiece in the ninth. William Contreras comes up with a double to center field, driving in the winning run. 3-2 the final in favor of Milwaukee. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Offensively, we didn't execute. What I loved is William had two poor at-bats, and then he came back with three crucial at-bats.
College football. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh tells the camp at Big Ten Media Day he's considering a 25th anniversary ceremony. to honor the 1999 Badgers football team and says it's time to recognize Ron Dayne as the greatest rushing running back in NCAA history.
That issue is obviously a very personal issue to me, but it's also one that's very much aligned in the role that I hold today and to our fan base and to our program. I don't understand the methodology or the thinking behind it. I think it's a fair thing for our program to take the position that he's the all-time NCAA rushing leader.
That's Wisconsin's Chris McIntosh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies and a little patchy fog will be possible in the overnight. Lower 50s anticipated by sunup. Our winds will be light. After that morning fog, we'll see mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. By Friday, we'll be in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Comedy Sports' own Mike Kauf. And it's National Wine and Cheese Day, so we'll act all sophisticated and talk wine and cheese.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. We are broadcasting statewide all over this beautiful state from downtown Green Bay here in our City Deck Landing Studios. And joining us later on the show at 7:35 is one of our neighbors from right down the block at the Meyer Theater. Matt Gable will be here. We'll talk about all the stuff that's coming up at the Meyer Theater in the next few months. Maybe a ghost story, too, and a little bit of the theater's beautiful history. And then at 8:20, this will be exciting, Jake Snell will join me. He is rising through the ranks of the stand-up comedy world, an up-and-comer, as they say. He might even already be there, but he is Wisconsin-bred and based out of Chicago right now. He'll join us at 8:20. I was listening to some of Jake's stuff today, just great stuff. And we'll talk about Madison Comedy Week that is going to kick off early, and I think it's August 6th, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll talk to Jake about that. Conrad is riding shotgun tonight, as always. Conrad, how are you?
Well, I got to say, doesn't that sound like an exciting show tonight?
You just took the words right out of my mouth, buddy. That's
fantastic. It sounds great. Yeah. You know, I'm a little wired right now. I had a coffee at 2 o'clock, so I'm up and ready.
So what does that mean, a coffee at 2 o'clock? Is that crazy for you or what?
Yeah. I usually drink it around like 9 if I want some caffeine.
Well, what's the occasion?
I just wanted to try the coffee place next door.
Oh, how was there? Oh, we tried the gelato.
Yes.
How's the coffee?
The coffee was good. I just had a cold brew with a little cream in it.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
It was good.
Yeah, those guys, they're pretty cool guys. They're always walking by. They smoke right outside our studio here, which I think is really offensive, to be honest. But they're always out there smoking, and they're just friendly guys. They got the perfect guys working at that store. Well, that's fun. So are you excited about our guest tonight?
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
We get some comedy. You said a little bit of ghost story maybe too.
There's a ghost story, but we also get to see what's coming up at the Meyer Theater. And it's not just like Frank Herman's and Let Me Be Frank Productions. That's kind of their place. And their stuff is always great. I think the Bay Beach Boys is there this week. And then some other Frank shows. But then they've got a lot of other really cool stuff coming up. That is such a beautiful theater. It is an absolute treasure. In fact, I went to a movie there a few years ago called Gags the Clown, my buddy Adam Krause's film, and I took my son Joe, and we went in there, and it was the first time I'd ever been in the Meyer, and I was like, there's a theater like this in Green Bay? Like, it was that beautiful. So I think it's really cool that we have a theater like that here in Northeast Wisconsin, and I cannot wait to talk about it with Matt Gable. So we have a little bit of, okay, so this is a funny thing. Let's drop the question of the day.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. What is today, Conrad? National Days of the Year. We've got some
It's National Drive-Through Day.
Drive-Through. Okay. So I think everybody has a drive-through story. I know I have drive-through stories. I told the story recently on this show about how I was in a drive-through line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. And there was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he didn't even mean to be. He just thought I was a complete idiot. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life. I had to explain to him. But the more I explain, the dumber I sound. I'm like, no, I get that. I just didn't do it this time. Like, there's no way I could have backed out of that, you know? I've gone to drive-thrus. I've paid and left without my food, usually after a couple of cocktails when I was younger. But what is your drive-thru story? I know we all have them. And tonight, we want to hear yours. That's our question of the night. What's your drive-thru story? Is it embarrassing? Is it heartwarming? I did see something on Instagram recently, a reel, where a guy pulled up and he said there's a woman in the parking lot. He told this to the drive-thru attendee. While he was ordering, he said, I just want to let you know, there's a woman out here offering to give men sexual favors if she gets a Big Mac, a large fry, and a Coke. And the guy in the window said, he goes, oh, thank you for telling me that, sir. We'll get right on that. Okay, can I have your order? Yeah, I'll have a Big Mac, large fries, and a Coke. Oh, it was gorgeous. And then one of my favorite jokes is a stupid guy goes into a library and says, hey, I'll have a cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke. And the librarian goes, sir, this is a library. And he goes, oh, sorry, cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke. So there's tons of stupid drive-thru stories. Feel free to share yours. We'll read it on the radio. Always fun to do. Jim Denny checking in on the stream. Hello, Pete and Conrad. Hey, Jim, good to have you with us tonight, buddy. Where are you from, Jim? It's always nice to know where people are from. Where are you listening from? We'd love to hear that. Lots of stuff going on too. Todd Michaels, the producer of the Mino and the Mayor show, I probably would have found this, but Todd is just like on it. Like all I do is comb the entertainment websites all day, but, Todd beat me to the punch on this one for sure. The Hawktua girl, supposedly her fame, her 15 minutes might be up. And I have mixed emotions on this because we kind of made fun of her with our sketch we did a couple weeks ago about, you know, we took a sneak peek at her reality show and how it's just kind of ridiculous that this woman who did basically an oral sex maneuver would have her own reality show because of it, or that she would do stand-up comedy like it was rumored. Well, they're rolling this poor girl out like she's an actual celebrity. And I think there's a big difference between social media star and someone who just is like a one-time viral thing. Because this is terrible. They brought her out to introduce someone, and the crowd did nothing. And then she tried to make it better, and they did even less. So let's hear that, Conrad. That was her, by the way. And then she says another thing and it gets worse.
The crowd went silent.
They went from disinterested to, oh dear God, get off the stage. We've had enough of you. And that's to be expected. And this poor girl has probably listened to all these people who want to sink their hooks into her and make money off her because she did Hawktua. That's not enough to build a career around. I know that sounds crazy because she's cute, but that's not enough. It's not enough to develop a reality show around or put a comedy act together. That wasn't funny what she did. It was sort of like off color and caught them by surprise, and therefore it went viral. It wasn't really funny. I still, for the life of me, don't get the Hawk part. When did loogies become sexy? Which is weird. But I do feel bad about it, for her. And I, even when we did that sketch a couple weeks ago, it was more just at the absurdity that this girl is on the path to fame because of one thing she said that went viral. It's the absurdity of our culture and social media. Like a day or two after she did that, I think it was Luke Bryan pulled her on stage and she did the Hawk Tua thing and people went nuts. It was like a Simpsons episode. Well, she might be done. Or maybe coincidentally, Conrad, everybody in that crowd happened to miss the Hawk Tua thing. And they just don't know what she was talking about.
I don't know about that.
I doubt it too. I did feel bad a little bit. But come on. You want to be a comedian? Go earn your chops. Go hit some open mics. You want a reality show? Think of an idea beyond Hawk Tua that makes you interesting. Haley Welch is her name. I'm not even talking to Haley. I'm talking about the people that created all this merch. And it's the whole thing is nauseating. All right. Hawk Tua. So what else is going on? We got Margarita Day, all kinds of stuff.
Tequila Day.
So yeah. I immediately go to Margarita. I thought, all right, Conrad, you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
And you were a player of sports, correct?
Yep.
Yeah. What did you play? Football?
Football, basketball, and baseball.
I know you played football because you said football, not football. Football. I played football.
Football.
You played basketball too?
Yeah.
Nice. What was your position?
I played left bench.
Hmm. Well, that's more important than right bench for sure. You're more likely to. I ask you because I saw this yesterday on another thing Todd shared. The Atlanta Falcons drafted actor John Wayne in the 17th round of the 1972 NFL draft. In 1972, John Wayne was 64 years old at the time. But the Atlanta Falcons wanted to symbolize that they valued men who were tough. I wonder if they knew he had dodged the draft at that point. They didn't want to value men who were tough. They wanted to value men who portrayed tough men. They didn't go out and get an actual... It's like the Bill Burr joke, you know, in Philadelphia, they have a statue of an actor who played Rocky. When they have an actual Rocky story, Joe Frazier, who won the heavyweight title, they didn't have a statue of Joe Frazier. They had a statue of Rocky. That's the symbol of Philadelphia. And I love that. Listen, nobody loves movies and TV more than me. But be real. Celebrate them for what they are. But drafting John Wayne, he must have got his ass kicked in camp, don't you think? 64?
I guess they might have cut him because did you see him play a snap?
I did not. And he ran like a 10.640. So he didn't really, he didn't have a shot. And I think they knew that. And I appreciate that. But like, you know, in 1972, you could have drafted like Richard Roundtree or Gene Hackman, one of these like guys who kind of were tough in real life too. And maybe John Wayne was, but I know a lot of his mystique has been debunked a little bit. Great actor, but that's what he was, an actor. So there you go. All right, Matt Gable will be here at 7:35. He's the general manager of the Meyer Theater, the beautiful Meyer Theater here in downtown Green Bay. We'll talk to Matt at 8:20. Jake Snell is coming up, a very funny comedian who is based in Chicago now, but a Wisconsin native. And our question of the night, it's a good one, folks. What's your drive-through story? I shared way too many of mine, but I want to hear yours. What is your drive-through story? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I try to call your name, but every time it comes out the same. Here comes my baby.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to dispel a credit myth. A NerdWallet survey found that more than 46% of Americans think that carrying a monthly balance on your credit card helps your credit score. This is so not true. Carrying a monthly balance on your credit card does not help your credit score. Here's what does. Number one, use credit cards. Number two, don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any given month. Number 3, pay the card off on time and in full every month. That will help you get a good to great credit score. Carrying a small balance won't hurt your score if you're paying the minimum every month, but by carrying a balance, you're also going to be paying a lot in interest. And that is why this is a myth that credit card companies don't work too hard to dispel, because it makes them some money. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is your drive-through story? I know you have them, folks. I just shared some. I made myself look really silly. I poured my heart out to the Nightlight listeners. So I'd love to hear yours. And you can text us 855-752-4842 and let us know what your drive-through story is. Jim did clarify on the stream. Jim Denny, he is from Appleton. Thanks, Jim, for checking in. We'd like to know where people are listening since we are on statewide. And it's great to have you with us tonight. Do you have a drive-through story? Love to hear it. I know Conrad has one. Conrad, you said you have a drive-through story, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right, why don't you share that with us before we move on to Jake Snell's comedy?
So I got a friend that would do just about anything for $100.
Whoa.
So one of my other friends dared him to go through a McDonald's drive-through, get an ice cream cone, and then when he gets it, dump it on his head. And he took a video of it. He actually dumped it on his head.
Do you have the video still?
I don't.
Oh, we should totally track that down.
I think I could find it, actually.
Okay.
But he does that.
That's beautiful.
He comes back to us and he goes, I'll do another one for $20 too.
20? The second one was going to be $20?
Yeah. He's like, it was easy. I just $20 and I'll do it again.
He's working his way down.
So he does it again. But, just sometimes you do something stupid for,
you know, for $100. That's a,
yeah,
that's not even a contest. I mean, you got to do that for $100 is $100. It's just ice cream.
Yeah.
My friend, Dan, after bar time did not have a car and walked. He stood in the drive-through lane and ordered. He was like between two cars, people beeping at him, and he gets up and takes his food. And, you know, I love that stuff.
I'm surprised they let him do that.
Just stupidity. You know, I think it is against the law. Oh, here's another drive-through story I have for you. Okay, so at Starbucks, I went there and I was on my way out of town. I think I was coming to Green Bay maybe to do this show. I don't know if I was doing this show yet or not, but I got the wrong order. They messed up my order. So, you know, they gave me an Americano with caffeine. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I go, I can't have caffeine this late. You guys gave me the wrong drink. The store was still closed. I think it was just at the end of COVID maybe. So I went up to, I kind of waved at him from the other side of the drive-through lane. I wasn't like in the lane. And the woman was really sweet. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, we got that wrong. We'll come to the front door and we'll give you the proper order. I said, okay, great, thanks. So I'm knocking on the door. The manager gives me attitude. And she said, you have to go through the drive-through line. I'm like, whatever. I go back. I said, can I get the drink from here? I would have had to walk in front of a car to the window. And the girl goes, the manager says, you can't do that, sir. That's against the law. I'm like,
what?
How is this against the law? Like, you can't be in a drive-through lane, apparently, when you're a biped. I said, you guys messed up my order. I got to go. I can't go wait in a drive-through line for 20 more minutes because you messed up my order. And my daughter even said, what is it with you and drive-throughs? And they don't agree with me. So, but I've never made money in a drive-thru like your friend is. That's brilliant. He's got that business mind.
Good for him.
All right. So Jake Snell is here at 8:20. Matt Gable from the Meyer Theater coming up in just a few minutes. So let's play a little bit. Those of you who are just joining us after President Biden's speech, welcome to Nightlight. We're back on the radio, I guess, and not just the stream, which is great. And how did the speech go, Conrad? Do we have any feedback?
Did we do a poll? I'm not sure.
Should we do a poll?
Yes, no.
We don't really do politics on the show, do we? So it was short and sweet, apparently, because people are already back. So that's good. All right. So at 8:20, Jake Snell, he's a Chicago-based Madison-bred comedian, will be here to talk about his show tomorrow night that he's doing at Comedy on State in Madison and Madison Comedy Week, which is coming up in early August. So we'll talk about that. Here is a sampling of Jake's comedy.
I don't deal with confrontation very well. One thing that seems to happen a lot in public bathrooms is that men try to leave the bathroom without washing their hands. Gross, right? Yeah. Yeah, some of you in here, you sick. But I always feel like I have to say something, right? But no grown man likes to be told what to do like 20 seconds after they had their out. It's just like a weird, confusing time for everybody. Very vulnerable time. And when you have this punchable of a face, you have to be very careful not to escalate things into a real conflict. So I'm always very chipper in how I go about it. It happened at a comedy club I was working not long ago. Guy tried to leave the bathroom without washing his hands, and I just went, "Hey, buddy, you should wash your hands. Otherwise, you're gross." He's like, "What the f*** are you going to do about it?" I was like, "Oh, shit, I was just going to say that and then continue with life." That was my whole... He's like, "Nah, bro, you don't talk to me like that. We're about to throw hands now." I was like, "No, we're not. Yours are still dirty, bro. Why are we talking about throwing hands? Why don't you throw them hands in the sink, pal?" And then I got my ass kicked, and now my jaw clicks when I talk. So, well, occupational hazard there. You guys, I recently came out to my dad. Why did it take you a second there? Why did it take you a second, liberal Madison? Why did you not? Yeah, I came out to my dad. I sat him down. I was like, "Dad, I don't know if I was born this way. I don't know how that works, but I am a Democrat. So, something you're going to have to be okay with." And he was pissed. I'm not going to lie. He was like, "You're one of those? Can't you just be gay?" I was like, "Honestly, Dad, I'm just proud of you for now knowing that those are two different things. That's very it's very progressive of you. I'm proud of you."
That's great. That's Jake Snell. He'll be here in hour number two. Again, if you're just joining us, thanks for being with us here at Nightlight. Matt Gable coming up in a few minutes. We have, what else do we have, Conrad? I feel like we missed. How long is that Defoe clip? Because we never got to that the other night.
Yeah, it's about a minute.
All right, 30. Do we have time? Let's do that before the break. This is William Defoe talking about acting, and we played a couple clips from his movies the other night, but I love this candid talk he gives to the interviewer.
Now, the good feeling is disappearing. You know, I've said it before, but I think it's as close as you can get. It's disappearing into the flow of things. And then if you've got a good director that's framing it and knows where to point the camera and where to cut and where to let things go and where to stop things, some things happening that are worth putting together in a narrative or in a collage or whatever that, you know, is evidence of something alive. There's certain movies that are movies,
right?
And you want to strut your stuff, that's kind of the point, you want to show off, but I don't do too many of those.
Well, there is, I think, a Willem Dafoe thing. At least there was
not.
For a while.
I hope not. I don't think there ever was.
You don't think so?
If you think that, you don't know my movies well enough, I think. Maybe that's arrogant of me to say, but I think I mix it up.
You do, but there's an intensity, that comes through.
There's certain things that you can't lose. You know, sometimes my face is naturally expressive. Sometimes I almost have to tame it, because if I let it go, it can go from sweet to grotesque, you know, like... like a sports car can, you know. You know, people have sometimes asked me, what kind of role would you want to play? And I'm always like, get out of here. You know, you don't know the role until you had. And if you do know, you're probably self-serving, some kind of ego thing that you'll be terrible, you know? Mm-hmm. You should always get out of yourself to make something.
That's Willem Dafoe. I love how he shut down the interviewer, too. And the interviewer didn't back off. But good for Dafoe for actually giving it back to him. All right. Matt Gable's coming up after our award-winning news here at Civic Media on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
CBS News Brief. President Biden said it's time to pass the torch to a new generation in last evening's Oval Office address, but declared he's still got work to do.
We'll keep rallying a coalition of proud nations to stop Putin from taking over Ukraine and doing more damage. We'll keep NATO stronger.
Speaking before Congress and with demonstrations outside the building, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu suggested Iran could be funding anti-Israel protests.
When the tyrants of Tehran, who hang gays from cranes and murder women for not covering their hair, are praising, promoting, and funding you, you have officially become Iran's useful idiots.
Just as he was about to be set free after 30 years, the Missouri Supreme Court halted the release of Christopher Dunn, whose murder conviction was overturned.
When innocence doesn't matter, what are we doing? Why even have laws?
That's his wife, Kira Dunn. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin will start getting admissions offers from the universities of Wisconsin next week. Qualified seniors are now automatically admitted to UW campuses without having to apply. There's still plenty to do at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. Here's Lisa Hale.
It's been described as the Olympics of aviation with its international flair and flavor. Director of Communications, Dick Napinski.
We have media representatives, just off the top of my head, Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, Japan, Australia. They're all here. New Zealand is here this year. Certainly a big contingent from Canada. A lot of these aviation people come in, and there are more airplanes on the ground here in Oshkosh right now than they have in their whole country.
EAA Air Venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Regional.
Lisa Hale reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fans of the show Modern Family might appreciate a new similar reality show called Wayne Brady, The Family Remix. Brady pitched the idea as a sitcom, but said he got no respect from writers and turned to the reality world. Brady says the show promises to be authentic and real as his family deals with divorce, coming out, love, and loss. Brady says his family's life is so much more exciting than anything writers could create. That is probably true, but will it be funny? You can find out for yourself as the show premieres July 24th on Freeform. Okay, Wisconsin Jackass fans, are you ready for this? It's just been announced that comedian and on-screen nudist Steve-O will appear at the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center on Wednesday, November 13th. Tickets go on sale Friday, July 26th at 10 a.m. and can be purchased at the PAC website or Ticketmaster. Steve-O will perform in Thrivent Hall, and tickets will set you back about $42, which is a great deal if he keeps his pants on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to get warmer and more humid from today right on through the upcoming weekend. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s, a fairly light breeze out of the southeast today. Tonight, down into the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny, 83 by the weekend. Sunny, warm, and muggy with highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at President Biden's address to the nation and your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabach.
So, I just got a message from Chris Casper, one of our brilliant engineers here at Civic Media. He said, in reference to when I thought the Biden talk was over, he said, we went from Biden special coverage right into Hawk Tua. Perfect. I tried to do that, Chris, just because I knew you were listening and drinking some Maker's Mark. So, all right, that answers our question. All right, we have our first guest of the night has just joined us here in the studio. So great to have this guy here, Matt Gable from the Meyer Theater, the general manager of the Meyer Theater here in downtown Green Bay. And we were just talking about L.A., and you don't like the traffic.
I don't like the traffic there. No. The weather is great. The traffic, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. You got to plan your life around it. You really do.
And if you have a job, like I tell this to people, and they don't believe me, but I live in the Marinette area now. Pardon me. And when I was in L.A., I had, Starbucks was a block away. Right. Grocery store was a block away. Kids' school was across the street and one block. And I never had to commute. I was a writer. I just wrote movies. So I wrote from home or I go to a coffee shop. My wife is a teacher. Her school was 2 miles away. It was easier for us and more convenient to live in Los Angeles than it is where we are now, just based on the grocery store and Starbucks. Like, honest to God, and this is how
things, I can see that.
Yeah, like Matt, like I'm not kidding. Like when I leave my house and my daughter wanted to go to Starbucks, it's like, oh God, it's like 9 minutes to get there. You know what I mean? Because it's out by the mall.
No,
So anyway, but I hear what you're saying. If I had to commute in LA, I don't think I could ever live there like a job. But what's your commute like here in Green Bay? Because you've been here for 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years at the Meyer Theater. Super blessed to be able to do that. My commute is about 15 minutes. I live in Ledgeview. So it's not too far. So
where is Ledgeview?
Ledgeview, it's over on the east side, sort of off of 43 over there.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, so it's great. My kids go to De Pere and all that kind of stuff. So
You have I'm trying to figure out how I want to start this. How did you get connected with the Meyer? You kind of told me off the air. You came here for a different gig.
Yeah. I actually ran the arena football team for the first 2 years of his existence, and that was played at the Resch Center, as they play now. And then PMI Entertainment Group took over the management of the Meyer Theater. The Meyer Theater is a nonprofit theater, has a nonprofit board of all volunteers. And when I was playing there, I applied for the job, and I've been there ever since. It was either dealing with football players for 9 months or dealing with entertainers for one day. So I chose the entertainers for one day. So
let's get into that. Yep. It's such a great theater. It's so beautiful. And I told you off the air, I couldn't believe when I went in there like 5 years ago, I was just shocked at how the detail and the beauty in the theater. Tell us a little bit about the history of the theater, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, the Meyer was open in 1930, Valentine's Day, 1930. It was a vaudeville theater when it first opened. Just a lot of live performances when it first opened. The history of the theater, basically the silent movies started to happen.
Wow.
And they started doing live and silent movies. Did that for a long time. So then they started getting to movies with actual color and sound, and they started doing that a lot more, and they started to get away from the live performances. And then I believe I don't know exactly the time frame, it was in the 70s sometime, where they turned into like a triplex like movie theater. It was called the Bay 3, which a lot of people probably remember that as the Bay 3 theater. Was there for a long time until the late 90s, and then it couldn't keep up with the other movie theaters, the Marcus theaters, all that kind of stuff. It went out of business. A local group got together and basically saved the theater. Betty Meyer is the one that gave the initial gift to get it going, hence the name. And it opened up in February of 2002. So to what it is today. And I've been there since 2004. So
what, Betty had nothing to do with the theater before it reopened. So what was it called right before it closed?
It was called the Bay 3.
The Bay Three. Okay, yep. Gotcha. All right.
It went from the Fox Theater. It was an original Fox.
Right.
Then it was the Bay Theater. Then it was the Bay Three Theater, and then it turned into the Meyer. So.
So let me just ask you before we move on. What's an easier group to deal with, like athletes or entertainers? Because entertainers can bring a lot of drama, and sometimes they can be demanding if they can. I've seen that. I've worked with people who are like, they get stuff because they can get it, so they ask for it.
Yeah.
I would think like a semi-pro football team would be almost easier to deal with in terms of...
A lot of those guys think they should be playing at 1265 the Green Bay Packers, so there's that issue. But the entertainers are tough. I mean, the worst person, I can tell you my 20 years, the worst person I've ever dealt with is David Crosby.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
How so? Can you give us an example?
Yeah. I mean, he just wasn't very pleasant to our staff. I mean, he got so frustrated with the catering. Really, it came down to catering where he went through the line and he was just throwing stuff. The funny thing, Graham Nash is sitting there at the table and laughing. Just laughing. And it was all screwed up. And so basically the tour manager came into my office, slams the door and starts giving me the business, right? And I'm like, that's exactly what you sent me. And he's arguing, we're going back and forth. And I said, no, it's not. I keep all the emails. This is what you sent me. He goes, well, this is the wrong writer. And I said, it's not the wrong writer. This is what you sent me. And I showed him in an email because you can do that nowadays, right? Technology. So he said, I'll prove it to you. He went back to his bus. He sent me an email and all it had was the new rider on it. It wasn't timestamped like when he sent it and all this stuff.
Checkmate,
right,
buddy.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't a pleasant experience for my staff, for myself. But that was just one of many. I mean, I have so many people that have been so great. I mean, Joan Rivers was one of the nicest ladies that I've ever had to deal with, which was surprising, you know, with her, you know, history, you think she could be, you know, a lot of drama, a lot. She was the nicest lady. Chris Christopherson, one of the nicest.
Love that guy.
Was one of the nicest guys. I could name a million of them.
When was Chris Christopherson there?
That might have been 5-6 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah.
The stories I've heard about him helping other musicians and just being a great dude. That doesn't surprise me to hear you say
no,
that.
No, I have a good Chris Christopherson story real quick. I don't ever get my picture taken with people because I don't feel that's appropriate to do that because I'm the one paying them at the end of the night. I'm, you know, dealing with them. I'm just not one of those guys. And it's me, Chris, and his wife. And I'm walking them out, basically, to get in their car. And she stops me. She goes, hey, do you want your picture with Chris? And I'm like, you know, how do I say no to that?
no, thanks.
I'm just like, sure. So I put my arm around him and we're getting ready for the picture. And I look down and I look at his boots and they might've been the worst pair of cowboy boots I have ever seen in my life.
How so?
I mean, there was no leather left. They were completely beat up. I mean, they looked horrible. And I go to him, I go, hey, those are cool boots. You know, just making a comment like that. Because I was so surprised when I looked down and I saw him that he's wearing boots like that. And he goes, yeah, they're my lucky boots. And I said, huh. I said, oh, that's neat. And he said, they're the first pair of boots I've ever worn on stage.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow, those boots should be in the Country Music Hall.
Yeah. So they're like 50 years old.
Yeah. I mean, maybe more. I don't know when he started, right? I mean, he's
probably in his 80s now, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I was like, wow, that threw me off. I was like, whoa, that's.
Isn't that one of those things, though, where you go, I know that's a good guy.
Yeah.
Like a guy that would value something like that and share that story with you is just so cool.
And it doesn't, you know, to wear those boots still means everything to him, right?
Yeah.
And so it was cool. And, man, I got a lot of stories like that, but I just been so blessed.
Yeah, that's great, Matt. Yeah. Matt Gable is my guest. He's the general manager of the Meyer Theater here in downtown Green Bay. He just walked down the block, folks. Before we get into some of the upcoming events, do you have a ghost story? Is the theater haunted or is there legend there?
The theater is haunted.
You say that with authority, like you're sure it's haunted.
Yes.
Okay.
Positive, because I don't really believe in it too much. But,
interesting.
I had firsthand experience with it, and I'll tell you my story real quick.
Yeah.
I was walking through the theater, and there's something just in theater worlds where you've been in theaters and, you know, that side of the business. There's something called the ghost light that we put out every night that sits at the edge of the stage, and it's supposed to, you know, the whole thing is it's supposed to keep the lights on for the ghosts. Well, really, it's so people don't fall off the edge of the stage you don't have to turn all the lights on is what the real purpose is for, but they call it the ghost light. So the ghost light was on, and it was pitch dark in the theater, and I'm walking through the theater. I think I was heading to the front doors from my office to meet someone or something, and I heard a woman's voice go, "Forgive me for what I've done." And I stopped dead in my tracks, and I was looking around like under the seats. Like I didn't know what to do because, you know, the hair on your neck stands up and you're like, I don't know. And so what I've learned over the years and what I've known about the stuff is there was a woman that worked at the theater back in the 30s, and she had an affair with the general manager of the theater. And one day her husband came to the theater and held the general manager at gunpoint in the basement, and he didn't kill him. I think he was doing it to scare him or to, you know, basically say, "Hey, stay away from my wife."
Yeah.
But I think I got a feeling it's her that's sort of stuck, and she asked me forgiveness because I'm the current general manager of the theater, and I told her I forgave her, and I have never heard her again or anything. And that's my story. I mean, I don't know if it's.
You said out loud, true. "I forgive you."
Yes.
Because there's no one around.
There's no one around.
Oh, man. It's really creepy.
And I don't know. I don't know if that was it. I want to believe it was it. Like, she was stuck there and she was haunting the theater. And, you know, just other things, too, that things, you know, in the mirror have passed behind me.
Oh, that's the worst. That,
you know, and just stuff like that. I mean, just eerie stuff. But it's all been friendly. Nothing really like super freaked me out or anything like
that.
Do
you take confessionals from people typically? Or
not really. I was very surprised. I don't know if because I was the current general manager and there hasn't been one for a while. And I just said, I forgive you. And hopefully that maybe sent her on her way or to the next life or something. That's what I want to believe.
The thing that creeps me out the most is what you like, even more than being talked to in an empty room or theater. Is the things passing behind you in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
I've hallucinated stuff like that or just think I've seen something, because that creeps the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, I was downstairs in a dressing room after every show. A lot of us just go down and double-check stuff so the coffee pot's not on, or just take some of the garbage and throw it in the garbage, you know, for the cleaning people that come through and stuff. So I was down in the dressing room, and then there's a mirror in front of me, you know, like the mirrors with the lights around them and all that. And in the mirror, I can see the hallway behind me. Someone in black just walks past the door real quick. And I thought my tech guy, Tim, was in the building still. So I called him and I said, "Hey, you know, you're still here?" He goes, "No, I'm already on my way home." And
can you come back, please?
Right. I'm like, well, okay. And it was just like a figure walked by in the hallway past the door, and I could see it through the mirror. So, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens once in a while.
This is going to sound weird, but if I were a ghost, I think a beautiful old theater would be a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to go, right? I mean,
get to see a lot of stuff, a lot of entertainment.
A lot of free shows.
Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You have, we're going to talk about some of the shows coming up next, and I want to ask you about Frank Hermans.
Yep.
Who I have a great history with, and okay. I just love the guy, and some of the other shows you have coming up. You have an acting background?
I do not.
Or any
no,
kind of entertaining
no,
background? Oh,
no,
that's cool.
I think that's why I can look at it the way I do.
Yeah.
I look at it as a business, and I think that's why I've been able to do this for so long.
That's great.
Yeah.
Matt Gable's my guest. He's the general manager of the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay. We'll have more with Matt. We'll talk about what shows are coming up. We'll talk about Frank Hermans and the Gatlin Brothers. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You pick up little dynamite. Well, I'm gonna pick up little dynamite. Everyone on our out tonight. Make that highway run. You don't have a company tenant. I don't wanna be your son. Dynamite, set 'em up, free man.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Tome for the Todd Allball Show.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Sherry from Horicon checks in on the stream and says, "Good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends." Good evening, Sherry. Sherry, do you have a drive-thru story? We'd love to hear it. I'm sure you've visited your share of Horicon drive-thrus. Conrad, do you think there are drive-thrus in Horicon?
Yeah, there is. There's a McDonald's I know for sure.
Okay. Good-sized town?
Small, I would say.
Okay. All right. Well, good to have you with us, Sherry. As always... Matt Gable is my guest. He is with us in studio. He's the general manager of the Meyer Theater here in Green Bay, the beautiful Meyer Theater. And we were talking about Frank Herman's during the break and kind of some of the things he's done. And you said, you work with him quite a bit at the Meyer. He's got a show coming up tomorrow night, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, me and Frank have a good relationship. We've been working together since 2007 at the Meyer. And Frank has done an amazing job of, you know, what he does and bring his show, Let Me Be Frank Productions, and all the shows that he's brought over the years. It's been, you know, it's just been a good relationship that we've had. So
what can you tell us about Bay Beach Boys? Frank was on the show a while ago and he kind of mentioned it. And then he had some show that was set in the Bay Beach.
Yep. Yeah. I have not seen it yet. Okay. Just got done traveling baseball. I'm a travel baseball dad, actually.
Oh, so, nice.
My son just got done playing travel baseball, so I have not had the opportunity to see it yet. I think it's about Bay Beach and, you know, that whole situation down there and with music from the 50s and 60s and stuff like that. So
you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
I think what you should say is I need to preview every show. Have them do a whole show just with you sitting in the crowd so you can give the thumbs up or down. Baseball, traveling, Dad, full-time job in its own.
It's intense. It's, I don't know. I got a lot of opinions about it. That's a whole different show.
I know. So that made me, being a parent to I have a son in Little League, and my daughter did gymnastics for all, they did martial arts. The parents sometimes just make me lose my...
The parents are nuts.
They are insane.
And you know, you know, I can't say anything. I am one of those travel, but I played college baseball.
Oh, nice.
So I think I have a different perspective from some of these parents. I don't think have, you can tell the parents that I don't think have played.
Right.
Or have that kind of experience. Some of them are just, they're over the top.
There was a dad
over the top
in Marinette, and he was pushing his kid. And I'm like, dude, you're 5'8" and have a paunch and Coke bottle glasses. Your son is never going to be a Major League Baseball player. Unless your, you know, wife was an Ali or something. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So settle down.
Yes.
And just enjoy the fresh air.
Yes. Enjoy your son playing and having fun.
And learning
and
things.
Being out there and learning how to play the game right. And so many parents just need to relax and enjoy the moment. Because you're right. It doesn't happen
for
majority of them. So
I didn't want my kids, like, I was like, if one of them's a prodigy, okay, but you know, otherwise just have fun. And that was like the sweet spot, is if they weren't quite good enough to be on the travel team, whew, Thank you.
Good.
Do the theater. That's all local.
Saves you a lot of money, too.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
So,
all right, what else we got coming up here, Matt? We got board teachers I wanted you to ask about, because I was a stand-up comic for in the 90s. My wife is a teacher. I thought this was a great show, and I reached out to them. I have not heard anything back, but I'd love to have one of these guys on the show and help you guys promote that.
It's sold out.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
That's why they haven't gotten back to me, probably.
This is our second year doing it, and it's all former teachers who have now turned to stand-up comedy.
Wow.
And it's about four or five of them. I can't remember how many were there last year, but they do about, you know, half hour each, 20 to 30 minutes each, and talk about being a teacher.
The classroom.
And most of the crowd is teachers. And the reason I booked it in August is because the teachers I know are going to be going back to school.
Yeah.
So it's like, and they've been not that they've been bored, but
right.
You know, they're, you know, looking, they're going to be going back to school. Maybe it's a good time to have a laugh or two before they get back into the jungle.
Absolutely.
The school, you know, so it's been great both years. So we'll try to bring them back every year if we can. Okay. So,
wow. They sold out too.
Yeah.
Cause it probably is. You're right. All teachers. I mean, if you're just drawing from this area, that's enough.
Yeah. So it's been great.
Get those teachers together. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I know.
Pretty crazy crowd. Then you got Supertramp tribute band coming October 18th. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's great. I think they're from the Milwaukee area. You know, we've done a lot more. The industry is changing. This is a longer conversation, but the industry is changing a little bit where, you know, a lot of the bands that me and you grew up with are dying off, not having the singers can't sing anymore, or the band broke up, or some of them have passed away.
Right.
You know, so, you know, a lot of these tributes are bringing a lot of that back. Plus the tributes are more affordable because
absolutely.
The music industry, it's starting to become, I don't know, the ticket prices are getting outrageous. It's getting hard for people to even afford to go to a show.
Yeah.
So it's this is a nice way for them to hear their music that they grew up on and enjoyed, and not for too expensive and for a night out. So we have been doing some more tributes. That also is based on the size of the venue we have as well, because we have 1,000 seats. So, you know, we can only do so many acts. I did a lot more shows. Give you an example, like America. We had the band America.
Oh, wow.
Twice. And now they're so priced out of what I paid them before. You know, it's just not even economical for me to do it. I'd have to charge $150 for people to come see America now. And I don't think they've had any new music. So. Right. Which, by the way, both great guys. Both great.
I love their stuff.
Yeah.
But I agree. It's
great.
It's like I talked about this before. All my life, I wanted to take my kids to see Springsteen. I've seen him four or five times. And he was touring last year, and I almost paid $2,400 to drive to Minneapolis. And luckily, the Wrigley Field seats went on sale. I heard about that. So I didn't have to pay the ticket fee or the broker fees.
Right.
Four tickets, because my wife could go then too, were like $490 for four tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a lot still.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
he's a legend,
right.
And it's the actual guy.
Right.
So I was happy to pay that. And I think I almost paid $2,400. It's crazy. But America, so Supertramp, here's another show you have coming up, Matt, that I think sounds really fun. Yesterday Once More, it's the music of ABBA, the Carpenters, the Fifth Dimension, and the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a group that, you know, is just doing all the songs of those groups. And, you know, we get a lot of people out just because they love the music.
Dance
you know?
Around.
And it's a $40 to $50 ticket. It's not a $75, $80, $90 ticket, you know.
You have to come and see that one. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
Yeah,
I want to ask
you
what you're watching on TV and to see if you've taken your kids to any of the summer blockbusters. So we'll talk about that next.
Yeah,
you can give that some thought. Matt Gable is here from the Meyer Theater here in downtown Green Bay. And we're talking showbiz, theater, and we're going to come talk some movies and TV. And maybe a little more about what's coming up at the Meyer. We'll do that next on Nightlight.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment and a visit with Joe Zepecki as we digest the significance of this week's Wisconsin political headlines.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.